Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for allowing me to be on this radio station once again. It's a joy and privilege today to be saved, to be born again. And all of that, it's just a joy to preach the good word of God. I tell you, the word of God is as precious to my soul. I know what it done for me. A man of God was faithful in preaching the word of God. And the Lord used him. The Spirit of God was using him and spoke through him. And I tell you, the Lord dealt with my heart through it. I realized I was a sinner. I realized I was hell-bound, and I knew I had no hope. I couldn't change the error of my way. I couldn't change my condition that I was in. I had no hope. I tell you, I wanted to. I wanted a different life, but I just didn't know how to go about it. I didn't know who to turn to or anything or how to explain myself. But I'm so thankful the Lord knew, and all I had to do was just cry out to Him. I didn't have to have a model prayer, and I didn't have to have it written down. It was just coming from my heart. I'm so glad today the Lord knows the heart of everyone, and He understands what you're trying to say. Even if you can't put it into words, He knows what you're trying to say. The burdens that you have, He knows about those, even though you can't explain it to Him, how heavy that your heart is and the situations that you're going through. He's a God that's very nigh. He's not a God that's afar off. He knows everything. He oversees, sees all, knows all. And I tell you, He deals with all, and I'm glad to know that today. So when I come unto Him, I know that He hears me. I know when I come to Him, He understands me. He understands what I'm going through. He was in all points. The Bible said, tempted as we are, but yet without sin. He suffered like no man suffered. He tasted of all different types of things and all different types of sufferings. So no matter what we go through, the Lord Jesus, our great high priest, we that are saved, has already been through it. He already knows about it all. And I tell you, He's waiting there to intercede our prayers to God. And I'm thankful that I have a great high priest that I can come to. The Bible said He can be touched by the feelings of our infirmities because He was in all points tempted as we are, but yet without sin. A holy, righteous God, a holy Savior is He. I tell you, He saved. He saved the lost. He healed the sick. He was very faithful and did the work that the Father sent Him to do. And I tell you, He's that righteous servant. He's the righteous one, the holy one that came into the sin-cursed one, born of a virgin made under the law to redeem them that were under the law. The Bible said He knew no sin but became sin for you and I, that we would be made the righteousness of God in Him. And He became that suffering servant, that righteous servant that took our place. We should have been crucified. We're the ones that should have died and suffered. But Jesus, He's the one that died and took our place. The Bible said His soul became an offering for our sin. He became the offering. And He offered Himself up at Calvary. The Bible said a lamb without spot, the lamb without blemish, foreordained before the foundation of the world. The Bible said to come into this world, sin-cursed world, a righteous one, holy one, and to die for our sin. The Bible said the holy arm of the Lord has been made bare. The Bible said He bared His holy arm in the eyes of all the people. He brought salvation unto us. He sent His Son into the world, not that the world condemn the world, but the world through Him might be saved. And He came to this world. He came in His own, the Bible said, and His own received Him not. The Bible said it was a man that was acquainted with grief and was rejected and despised. And He was acquainted with these type of things. Paul made the statement. He said, the more I love, the less I be loved. And I tell you, here was love. And I tell you, the more He loved, the less He was loved. But He came to die. He said, Father, I've come and I finished the work Thou gavest me to do. When He was hanging on that cross between two thieves, He said, well, Father, I've finished the work. It is finished. And He did all that the Father sent Him to do. And He came because He loved us. The Bible said God loved us. And Jesus, He loved us. He died. He loved the Father. He followed Him. And He did the work the Father sent Him to do. And the Bible said He had to get in man. He had become man to take our place. And so God put His seed in the womb of a virgin to bring forth the one that would be the one that would take away sin, the one that would redeem Israel, redeem us back to God. He brought salvation. Thank God. Jesus is our salvation. He is the one that saves. And He came to this world to die for sinners such as you and I. He died an awful death. He paid an awful price. And the Bible said there He was. He was falsely accused of and beat, and I mean just his flesh beat wide open, and they spit in his face, they mocked him, they blindfolded him, slapped him, and no doubt hit him and kicked him and did all kinds of things to him and said, if you be the Son of God, if you're God, who just slapped you, who just beat you, and all those type of things. And they did these things to our Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, but he endured all of that for our sin. The Bible said he endured the cross and he despised the shame. I mean, he bore our shame and he took our place. We should have been the one that was smote. We should have been one that was despised and spit upon. We were the ones that should have been our bones pulled out of joint and hanging between two thieves and dying an awful death like he died. We should have been the one. But he said, Father, I'll go. I will take their place. I will stand in their stead. Put it on me. Lay their sins on me. And the Bible said, that's what he did. And he came into this world. He left all the splendor of heaven knowing his destiny. He came down to this world to die for sinners. And I tell you, he died an awful death for you and I, that we wouldn't have to die in sin and go to hell. If man goes to hell today, mankind goes to hell. He'll go as an intruder. I tell you, God sent his Son in the world not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. And the Bible said, if you reject him, you'll die. And you'll go to hell, but you don't have to. I tell you, he gave his Son to die in your place today. And I tell you, he's speaking to you. He's calling you today. All you got to do is humble your heart. Don't stiffen your neck. Don't harden your heart. Just humble your heart. Just want to hear, want to listen. And I tell you, just be willing to turn from your wicked ways and all your ways of sin, and just be willing to turn everything aside and turn you back to the world and your face to him and say, Lord, bow down your face to the ground and say, Lord, I'm not worthy to lift up my face. I'm not worthy to call upon your precious name. But Lord, I'm a needy creature. I'm a sinner and I have no hope. One day I'm going to die and I'm going to go to hell. But Lord, if you'll just have mercy on my soul, you forgive me of all my sins, Lord. Lord, just save my soul. I'll live for you. Forgive me. He'll save you just like you are. If you'll pray with all your heart like that, and you really mean it. If you're broken, contrite, and you're sorrowful, he'll save you just like you are. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things become new to you when you get saved. I tell you, there'll be a change that take place in your life that you won't really be able to explain completely, but you'll be able to share with the people somewhat of what God means to you. But not only that, they'll see the difference in you. They'll see the glow about you. When the burden of sin leaves you, I'm going to tell you, people will take note of that. When that great burden, that great heavy burden of sin, he's taken away and took the condemnation away, I'm telling you, there's going to be a lightness about you. There's going to be, a joy about yourself and a peace about yourself that you never had before because of sin. But when he takes it away, when he cleanses you, makes you a brand new creature, puts the Holy Spirit of God inside you, you never are the same. You are a new creature in Christ. It's not just a head knowledge and lip service. It's not just turning over a new label. All those type of things can't save you. But when you get Christ and you, God in you, the hope of glory, people are going to take note that you've been with the Lord. There's something different about you, just like the man called Legion. I mean, he was a man that couldn't live among people. I mean, he was a very disturbed person. The demons of hell had him. He couldn't keep his clothes on. He cut himself with stones. He tried to kill himself. He was a wild man. He lived among the graves. He had no hope whatsoever. But Jesus knew the need. He went all the way across. The Bible said he was all the way across the lake. He journeyed all the way across that he might be able to find this man. He already knew where he was at. So he went over. And when he did, this man called Legion met him there. And when he did, Jesus began to deal with him. The man got saved. And the Bible said when he got saved, that there was a difference about this man. The Bible said he was clothed in his right mind at the feet of Jesus. He was following Jesus. He said, Lord, wherever you go, I'm going to go. I'm going to be with you. No doubt. Suffer me to go with you. And Jesus said, go home to your friends and your family and show them what I've done to you. This man called Legion had a burning testimony. I tell you, when God delivered him, he was a troubled man, but he was no longer troubled. He was no longer one that wouldn't keep his clothes on. He wasn't one that was trying to kill himself and cut himself. He wasn't a wild man. He was just like a wild donkey that the Lord set upon, and he began to be calm. And so when he went back, his testimony alone, what people begin to look at him and see, there's something different. This is not this the man that couldn't keep his clothes on? Is this not the man that cut himself? Is this not the man that lived among the tombs? And they take note. This is the man. This is the one. What happened to him? What happened? What changed him? It's the Lord Jesus Christ. He came by his way and he had mercy upon his soul. He dealt with him. This man, the man called Jesus, the arm of the Lord, the salvation of the Lord came to him, and he saw it, he received it, and this man is saved. And like Isaiah chapter 53 says, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? Who have believed it? I hope and pray you'll believe this report today. I'm here to report to you that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and he will deliver you from your sin. He died for you. He's the righteous servant. He's the one, his soul became an offering for your sin. This is the Lord Jesus. And he is being revealed. He was revealed at Calvary. No doubt the Lord sent his son in the world. And I tell you, the world didn't want it. They didn't want to have it. The religious world, they despised him. They kicked him. They smote him. They did everything in the world to him. They beat him so bad that you couldn't even tell who he was. The Bible said that his vices were so marred than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. I mean, they beat him where no one would desire him. I mean, he looked terrible. He looked awful. I mean, you couldn't even tell who he was. He was beat so bad. And the Bible said that he suffered an awful death and paid a price for your sin. And the Bible said, who have believed our report, and to whom of the Lord, arm of the Lord, the holy arm of the Lord being revealed. The Bible said he had, in verse 10, chapter 52, the Lord hath made bare his holy arm in the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. The Lord is our God. And I tell you, the Lord Jesus is our Savior. He's our salvation. Thank God today. The Bible said, for he shall grow up before him as a tender plant, as a root out of a dry ground. He have no form or no commonness. And when we shall see him, there's no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised, rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. He was despised. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And all we like sheep gone astray, we have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord had laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shears, he's dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. He died an awful death for you and me. He made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet that pleased the Lord to bruise him. I tell you, he died. This is the suffering servant. This is the Holy One. This is the holy arm of the Lord, no doubt. This is the Son of God that came and died for your sin and my sin. And I tell you, he will forgive you of all your sins today. But you got to accept him into your heart. You got to receive him. You got to open up your heart's door and let the King of the Lord come in. You got to pray unto him. You got to ask him to forgive you, save you. You got to see yourself as a sinner. You got to know you need help, and you got to call on him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and he won't despise you. All that come unto me, he said, I will no wise cast down. The invitation stands today. I see my times come and gone. Pray for the broadcast. If you're not saved, my prayer to God is you get saved real soon. In Jesus' precious name, and amen.